Hey, greetings, friends. My name's Andy Steele-Smith. I'm minister to the gangs in Manenberg and across Cape Town, where they call me the gang pastor. This week, I'm talking about living a life of honor. 2 years ago today, I had the sad privilege of burying my dear father, Dr. John Henry Steele-Smith, at almost 94 years of age. The following is a brief excerpt of my eulogy that day. Dad lived a long and a good life and one of deep devotion to God. He lived resolute in the knowledge that when his particular day came, he was going home to be with Jesus. My dad was a brilliant doctor. He was perhaps best known for his wonderful and caring bedside manner. He was deeply loved and respected by his patients, many of whom became extended family and friends, and some of whom are here today. He had a pastor's heart. Whilst his professional calling was unquestionably medicine, he could easily have been a pastor. He was naturally pastoral and deeply caring. I know of several honorary uncles who Dad led to the Lord through his work as a doctor and who in turn went on to be Anglican or Baptist ministers, men some of whom are here today. He evangelized by his actions. He was a shining exemplar of the gospel, but he preached it with his actions and love more often than words. Whilst he rarely spoke publicly, he was actually a wonderful orator, passionate, articulate, and deeply considered. How I wish it were him speaking here today and not me. He lived a life of honor. But my dad's life was typified by this, by honor itself. He honored his God. He honored his wife of 64 years. He honored us kids and the many grandchildren. He honored his patients. He honored his fellow doctors and nurses. He honored his friends. But he also honored the gardener, the builder, the street cleaner, and the waitress at his favorite restaurant. You see, living a life of honor was part of his great calling. Friends, you've heard me say it before, but as a young boy, my favorite movie was Chariots of Fire. Chariots of Fire told fairly accurately the story of the great Scottish Olympian, Eric Liddell. We all know the story of Eric, who refused to run on Sundays, and so he gave up his place in the Blue Ribbon 100-meter sprint at the 1924 Summer Olympics. So committed to this principle of honoring God was Eric that as a gold medal favorite in the 100 meters, he gave up his shot at glory simply because he wanted to honor God. I remember so well the scene in the movie when the American 100-meter gold medalist Jackson Schultz handed Liddell a sliver of paper that says, "It says in the old book, he that honors me, I will honor. Good luck." Whether entirely accurate or not, the poignancy of that scene has stayed with me for over 40 years. The lasting legacy of the story of perhaps the greatest Scotsman ever was the courage of the convictions that Eric lived with and ultimately died by in an internment camp in China in 1945. His last words reportedly were surrender. You see, friends, Eric Liddell lived a life surrendered to and honoring of his God. Most of the heroes that we observe in life are usually simple, humble men or women, just like Eric Liddell, people who lived and were prepared to die by the courage of their convictions, men and women of honor. One of my great privileges living and ministering in South Africa has been that I get to meet and be influenced by invisible and incredible heroes and saints every single day. 1 Samuel 2:30 says, "Therefore the Lord God of Israel says, I said indeed that your house and the house of your father would walk before me forever. But now the Lord says, far be it from me, for those who honor me I will honor, and those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed." Friends, a key message in this passage is that we please God when we live lives that are honoring to him. God in his grace then inexplicably honors us in return. Friends, honor goes hand in hand with humility. The great writer C.S. Lewis said, "True humility is not thinking less of yourself, it's thinking of yourself less." Thus, if you always treat others as better than you or think of others and their needs more than you do yourself or your own needs, well, you're partway there. James 4:10 says, "Humble yourselves before God and he will lift you up." Friends, do we want to live lives of heroic note before man or before God? Do we want to live lives like that of Eric Liddell or even that of my father? Whatever we do, though, let's live lives of honor to God. Let's best be remembered for putting our love and honor for Jesus first. Let us live lives that are honoring towards God and seek to follow more and more courageously each and every day the great hero and the perfecter of our faith, Jesus himself. Amen. Friends, thanks for listening in. I pray you may be encouraged and blessed during the week ahead. This is Andy Steele-Smith. God bless.